Hi, everybody. I'm Richard Roberts. Let me ask you a question. Are you going through something today? Are you facing something in your life personally or in your family or in your job or your business or your marriage or your ministry or some other area of your life? Well, if you are, I want to encourage you. I want to let you know something very important. You can have peace in the midst of a storm. You really can. John chapter 14, verse 27 says these words, "Peace I leave with you." Now that's Jesus speaking. "Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives, but my peace. So let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." I looked up the definition of peace. Peace is a state of quietness or tranquility. It's freedom from disturbance. It's freedom from agitation. Now, for me personally, true peace is being free from the effects of all the stress. And who hasn't been through stress? Also, I believe peace can be defined as a deliberate state of spiritual calmness. It's a decision that we can make to go into agreement with what God's word says. By the way, somebody who's watching right now is receiving healing in your left arm. You've injured your left arm and you're being healed right now, even as we're talking about peace. Let us know who you are. Well, you ask the question, what keeps me from peace? What keeps me from having a peaceful time? Well, I think the answer is fear. You know, Satan has a toolbox. He has lots of tools in it, depression, discouragement, anxiety, but I think the number one tool that he has is fear. But the Bible says that God has not given you a spirit of fear, but instead he's given you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. In other words, you don't have to be fearful and you don't have to go crazy. As Christians, we can rest assured that God will never leave us. As a matter of fact, he said in Hebrews 13 that he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. He'll never leave us alone to face the challenges of life by ourselves. And he will never abandon us. That means he'll never abandon you. Now, let's be frank and honest today. Jesus said we're going to go through things in life. But that doesn't mean we have to be worried and have to face anxiety and freak out over it. We don't have to do that. In John 16, Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace, because in the world you're going to face tribulation. But be of good cheer," he said, "I have overcome the world." And then we read over in Philippians chapter 4 that we are to be anxious for nothing. That means no anxiety. Anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and by supplication, with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto God. And then the scripture says, "The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and will guard your mind through Christ Jesus." You know, I was thinking today, so many times in my life I've needed God's peace. When the stress came in, when the anxiety came in, when it looks like I wasn't going to make it, looked like the natural circumstances just could not provide any peace. That's why I needed God's peace. I remember when our first child was born, his name was Richard Orrell. He lived only 36 hours and died in my arms in the intensive care unit of a hospital here in Tulsa. The stress, the anxiety of what we went through, I don't know how to adequately describe it. It tore my wife and me apart. All I knew to do was to pray, and to pray in tongues. And as I prayed in tongues, and then as I stopped and began to pray in English, the peace of God began to come in. And God began to minister to my broken heart, and especially to the broken heart of my wife. I'll tell you, there's nothing like praying in the Spirit and praying with your own understanding also. That means praying in your own language. I'm reminded today of a great old gospel song that has tremendous words. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit, forever I pray. in fathomless billows of love. Now, it's important to pray. It's important to remember God in the midst of the situation. And when we pray, we've got to believe and we've got to trust that God is working in our behalf. Let me pray for you. Because I believe prayer is the key that unlocks the throne of God's mercy. And I believe with all my heart that when I pray for you, something is going to begin to change for the good in your life. Right now, in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against this satanic attack of fear, of worry, of anxiety, of anything that seems to be unlike God in your life that's coming against you. I rebuke it right now in the authority of Jesus' name. And I command the devil to take his hands off of your life. And I remind you that God has not put this fear in you. He said in the scripture, it's a spirit and it's from the devil. And the thief or the devil, the Bible says in John 10:10, comes not but for to steal and kill and destroy. So in the authority of the name of Jesus, I rebuke this satanic attack. And I pray for you right now. I take hold of the fear and pull it out. I take hold of the anxiety and the worry and pull it out. I take hold of the discouragement and the depression and pull it out. And I pray over you right now for the peace of God. I'm talking about God's peace, the peace of God that passes all understanding to come into your heart and to bring that peace so strong in you that you know you'll not ever be afraid again, that you'll set your faith with the Word of God. You'll believe Him. You'll say, Father, I commit myself into your hands. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to be anxious. I'm not going to worry because you are in control of today and you are in control of my tomorrow. And I set my faith with you right now in the authority of the name of Jesus. And while I'm at it, I come against every sickness, every fear, every doubt. I come against anything and everything that has tried to affect your life or tried to take you out in some way. I curse that and bind it right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray for the healing touch of the Savior to be upon your life in every area of your life, from the crown of your head even unto the soles of your feet. I believe God for you. I'm releasing my faith for you today. And friend, I'm not turning loose. I believe in the authority of Jesus' name for your healing. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So glad you joined me today. And I'm expecting things to be different from now on. God bless you today, and I expect Him to do it.